So basically, yesterday we saw the Ksais. The Ksais seems to have a completely different sheet than Cheskes Kemoshanim. Meaning the Gemara, Rava at the Maskana says the reason for Cheskes Kemoshanim is because people don't watch their shtar. So everyone asks the Kasha, that's only that there's no Kasha and where's the shtar, but where's your positive Raya? So the Ramban says that the positive Raya is from the fact that you didn't protest. You should have protested. Except that that Raya would work right away, at least by a Bar Yashiv. And therefore, there's a counter Raya of where's your shtar. And we had all kinds of variations. We had the Baruch Chaim's variation, the Chasam Sofer's variation, the Yesh Mefarshim's variation, the Ramban's variation. But the common denominator of all the different variations is that Chazaka is deraisa, based on a raya that where's your shtar. Now, some people didn't use the word raya. The Ramban uses, calls it reglaim nedaver. Baruch Chaim called it reyasa. So we thought, based on the Baruch Chaim's lashon, that where's your shtar is not a real raya. I'm sorry, why didn't you protest? I'm sorry, why didn't you protest? It's not a real raya that's strong enough to be mighty, mighty if you have a head-on collision with the marikama. But the lashon of all the achronim is that it undermines the marikama. It makes the marikama disappear. The Taurus Chaim says it's a reyes on the marikama. Some sefer said it pretty much for favorites, that it's mighty from the cheskas and it's mighty mecheskas and marikama. So what it seems to be that for some reason, which we tried to give some hesber, so this is a weak raya. That why didn't you protest? As a raya per se, it's not strong enough to beat a marikama, but it's strong enough to undermine the marikama. And it makes it the marikama is no longer considered the muksik or the kayach marikama on the karka. Okay. Whatever the hesber, we tried to give hesber in that. But that's the shita of the Ramban, that it's a din deraisa based on this reglaim nedaver. Why didn't you protest? Exactly why I should have protested, what's motivating me to protest, whether how strong of a, whether it's a reglaim nedaver, a reyasa, right? There's variations, maybe. The Ksais is a completely different shot. And the Ksais says, no, it's not a din deraisa, it's a din derabanan. Shot is that the Rabbanan went ahead and the Rabbanan cared. We saw a problem that the poor muksik loses his shtar. Why did he lose his shtar? Because that's human nature. For some strange reason, that's human nature. We didn't not really understand why. And now the muksiks are getting messed up. So therefore, to help the muksik, they made a takana. Ah, you're hurting the marikama. Stara says, we're not hurting him because we left him a way out. So even though really there's no raya against the marikama, but once we left him a way out, so he can't complain. And the Ksai says that's what the he brings a raya from the fact that the Rambam said, Iuda Afsin and Afshe. So we explained, Chan and the Ksai's raya, thought it was very nice, that even in the Ramban, it is true that Iuda Afsin and Afshe, according to everybody, the fact that you didn't make a protest is caused you to lose. But according to the Ramban, the reason why you lose is because there's reglaim nedaver. The fact that you created, you the marikama created the reglaim nedaver is not relevant. We don't care who created the reglaim nedaver. The part is there happens to be reglaim nedaver. Reglaim nedaver makes a reyesa in the marikama, and therefore the marikama loses. So there's no reason to emphasize iyu the afshin and afshay. It's just like pouring salt on the wounds, telling the marikama, you know, it's like telling Paro, you know what? You know who saved all your trouble from Moshe? It's all you, because you took Moshe into the palace. So ha ha on you. It's like it's just pouring salt on the wound, but it has no halachic significance. that the reason why the Marikama loses according to Rabban is Reglaim Nedover. How did the Rabbayim come about? Does it make a difference? It happened to come about because the Marikama didn't protest. But according to the Ksais, it's very good. But you have to say Iyudafsan and Afshe because really there is no Reglaim Nedover. And really the Marikama is not supposed to lose. So how in the world did the Rabbanan, how were the Rabbanan able to be misakin that he loses if he doesn't deserve to lose? Parents is because since they gave him a way out, the Iyu, the Afsin, and Afshe, so he can't scream at the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are messing him up. So the Vart in the Ksais is Iyu, the Afsin, and Afshe. That's an irrelevant point. Right? That's what we said yesterday.
And what is the Takana? What is the Takana? The Takana was that he should protest and then after that.
No. Takana is that if he doesn't protest within 3 years, he loses. That's a Takana. If he doesn't make a proper macha, he loses. Even though there's no reason why he should lose, because there's no absolutely no raya that it's not his. But they made a Takana that he loses. And I guess you would have to use Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Because there's absolutely no raya. There are people that are in Kapti. Kapti's not a, we don't know that it's sorry Kapti, according to the Ksais. The fact that you didn't protest is no raya. But the Rabbana made a takana that if you don't protest, you lose.
Or is it the opposite? That he has to protest. I'm saying that the takana is, you have to say something within the first 3 years. That you have, you know, the takana is we set up this thing because there's nothing motivating him to do it. Not that he's gonna lose. In other words, a person who wants to make a protest, speak now. And we had 3 years to speak. I'm just saying it's different than
Raisa. You're not. The Marikama is not supposed to lose, even after 3 years. So according to Ksais, the takana was to change the din deraisa. The din deraisa is that the Marikama should win, no matter what, even after 3 years, because he's the Marikama. The Rabbanan were misakein that the Marikama loses when, after 3 years, assuming it in protest. That's how the way the Ksais seems to say it. Okay. So
And according to the Ksais, after the Rabbanan's Takana, is there any time to say that it then becomes a deraisa because then it's a raya?
So this is where we're going to get into with the Shara Mishpat. The Ksais, the way we read him yesterday, it's mukhrok from the Ksais that it's not that not like that, because the Ksais, this is what we're saying, that the Ksais brings a raya. So you're jumping the gun. But okay, you jumped the gun on me. The Shara Mishpat. Now let's jump to the Shara Mishpat for a minute. Okay,
I can wait.
Okay, we'll jump to Shara Mishpat. The Shara Mishpat basically seems to say exactly the same thing as Ksais. And I'm pretty sure that in most of the Svarim, that when they write down the groups of people, they quote the Ksais and the Shara Mishpat together. That's how I've always seen it. Now, the question is that might be a total mistake, but let's look inside. Let's read the Shara Mishpat inside. I think I sent the Shara Mishpat, I think, no? Sometime, yesterday, 2 days. So let's skip to V'lachach Nirani Esaiti. That's on the last column, last paragraph of the first column. The chen yirani es daiti. The ikar taima de cheskes takazaka takana sachamini. Kiva she dargan shabli adam. Kiva she yoshin give us on the shufe. Aim boitkim shufe arber. Aim bawasada. They become confident that the bawasada won't protest. But they'll miss their mishtari. And therefore they lose their shtaris. The Iko Bezeb say the Lekuchas means they are the Lekuchas. The Chak Tiknu Chazav Gimel Shalim Lave Chazaka Ubaasar the historic Limchos. The Omoch Iyo Dasa and Avshe. Okay. Gimel Damir Shas Kabi Mashkanta the Surah. I'm not really familiar with that case. Okay. So he's saying that really what happened was that the people for some reason they became complacent after 3 years. Therefore, they were losing their shtar. There was a tremendous problem that the lekuchas were getting messed up. So the Chazal made a takana. You have to, that if you want to win the marikami, you have to protest within 3 years. And if you don't, you lose. Came Ashra Lashon HaRasha, Mishmaisim. She calls them a high time of the Tfeil HaMizr. V'tiknu HaChomim, Shem Yavi Edim, Shachlu Gimu Shana B'Shufi. Rabbana were Mitzakeh, that if you bring witnesses that you ate 3 years, She'en Osarech L'Arish Taro Yaiser. Okay, so it seems pretty clear. It's a Takanas HaChomim. So one question I think we asked yesterday. Now, this is, I'm not really sure if hashkafically this is a good question, but I think it's hashkafically a good question. The Ksais sounds almost word for word like the Kutras, like the Shara Mishpat. And he also brings a Raya from, where is his Raya? From the quotes in the Muki Yosef. You look at the Ksais, he says in the second paragraph on his ID, it's almost the exact same thing. That because of say the almost word for word the same. Say that the lekuchas the decay near Miloshina Mukayai say fresh parik cheskas. Then a shino tfeno miser, same Divya Masko as a rush. He saw very little yara because he thinks it's not going to be yara old. When a fish a das a olam came, no tikna achamim at a shalosh shana. When a fish a das a olam came, that people lose a shtar after 3 years. Lo tiknu achamim ela shalosh shanim. Achamim were misakein 3 years, and not something different. So I don't know if this is a valid kasha, and I also don't know an answer. So I would like to, is that the Ksais and the Shara Mishpat, if you look at them, they almost use identical words in their pshat. One difference is the Shara Mishpat brings a raya from a rush, and the Ksais brings a raya from an Amukah Yaisei. So I thought that that's a little funny because I thought that the rush is a staple of halacha. The rush is a paisek. The rush is a Torah's father. The rush is one of the three svarim that Rabbi Yosef Cairo used to build the Shulchan Aruch, the Rips, the Rambam, and the rush. The Muga Yosef is a rishon, okay, a nice rishon, but you know. So if you have a raya from the Muga Yosef, let's say the Muga Yosef and the rush both said the word for word the same thing. And you had a choice. You could quote Uriah from the Muka Yosef or the Rush. I'm under the impression that you would bring Uriah from the Rush. Because the Rush is how we pass in, it's halacha. So it's a little funny why the Shara Mishpat brings the Rush and the Ksais brings the Muka Yosef, which almost says word for word the same as the Rush. Why did the, you know, when the Ksais, why did he skip? And it's on the same Divrei HaMasko. It's hard to say he didn't see the rush. He only saw the Nuga Yosef. So why does he skip the Nuga, the rush, and bring a raya from the Divrei, from the Nuga Yosef? I don't know if that's a valid question, but I think it's a valid question. Right. So let me read it over again. The rush, as quoted by the Shara Mishmet says, the Tiknu Achamim, Fedo Mizr, that's the Gemara. The Tiknu Achamim, Shem Yavi Eidim, Shachla Gimel Shana Meshufi, She'eno Zarna Aro Shtara Yaiser. Okay, sounds pretty clear. It's a Tikkunis Achamim. The Ksais quotes the Mukhi Yosef. Fedo Mizr. He's sovereign the Ara because he thinks he's not going to come. When a fish does Ha'odam came, since that's what people think, Ha'otiknu Ha'chamim, Ha'chamim where Mitzakim, Ela Shono Shonim. Okay, I don't know. It sounds like exactly the same thing. Well, Tiknu Ella.
The Rush sound. I thought the Rush sounds different than the piece we read yesterday in the concise, because the Rush sounds here is that I want to be able to lose my shtar. In other words, I have a recht to lose my shtar. It's not shot that people lose their shtar. I want a recht. I want to be able to lose my shtar. And if a person could show this, now he can lose his shtar. Now he's okay. Now I don't have to hold on to it anymore. It's not intrinsic that a person loses his shtar. The consensus is working with that was his whole kind of premise. Person loses their shtar. That's number one. It's a person who can hold. He can hold on to it longer, but he doesn't want to have to be so careful with the shtar anymore. So now he says, "Oh, now I have a recht to lose my shtar." It just sounds a difference. It's not that he does lose it. He wants to be able not to have to watch it so carefully.
Tiknu Achamim Shem Yavo Eidin Ogishara Shuvi She'eno Tzarech. Why would Achamim be sacking that? Because people lose it. I'm like, what do they care?
The thing was Dari. They don't want to have to be watching it. There's two ways. I could watch it with a lock and a bank and a whole thing, or I don't know. And then I could, or could I breathe and say, just leave it on the side? It's how careful do I have to watch that star? The first 2 years, you got to be mamish every single careful everything. After that, I can leave it on the side. It's not that psychologically I automatically lose it. It's just I don't want to have to be. We don't want the Chazal set up that they don't have to watch it like a machine. He doesn't have to watch it every single second. Look at the next line. The whole takana was that he shouldn't have to watch it longer. Not that he doesn't watch it longer.
I don't know what that means. That's because why do they care? They don't want him to watch it longer because people don't watch it.
We can't expect the person to be Meshuggah. For the first 3 years, we can expect the person to have to put every single code and every single thing in there. But the people going crazy, they can't sit there watching such a high level of watching this. It's what's the nature of a person of how much watching we expect him to do? But it's innate. The person's going to lose it. They talk that they can't hold on to it. That's over here. The Lush and the Rush sounded different. I don't know.
It's a shtika like Lo Shafkes Chaylech Oberia. I mean, people can't live that way.
Right.
I don't see why that's relevant to the excitement, so are they excited? Okay, I don't know. Okay, I hear. Okay, let me keep on reading.
Please repeat what's going on over here.
I asked a question. Shmuel was trying to answer.
The Rush seems to be saying the same thing, right?
The question I asked was that it seems superficially. The Ksais and the Shara Mishpat are saying the exact same thing.
Why didn't the Ksais say the Rush?
What? Yeah, so why And there's a chayra, it's better to make a raya from a rush than a raya from a mugiya, he says. So you see the rush is a good raya. The Shar Mishra brings a raya from the rush. So exact same divrei maskil, same everything. Why did the Ksais go to the Mugiya? Okay. So Shmuel is trying to answer that. Okay, I'm not disagreeing, but I'm not agreeing yet. So let me go further. Let's skip to the paragraph of the Chayra in the Shar Mishpat. So the Chayra, so he basically wants to bring a raya that Cheskas Gimoshanim is a drabbatim. The Chayra says, Saiser, I got a kasha against myself. It's because of a base Yaisei, Barav Ramav and Bevin Ezra, Sin Kuf Chavdaus at Bav Agah, What if the get was written, engraved on the hand of the Evan? And now, Umuksik Revenge, Shehu Shalo, that Evan used to belong to the husband. And now she's Muksik in the Evan. So normally, if the woman's holding the get, so we assume that she's divorced, because how else did she get it unless the husband gave it to her? So even though normally when she's holding the get that used to be by the husband and now she's holding it, she's believed, that's because we know for sure it was given to her. But here it's not, it's only a sobbing migrashis, the gorgeous Einem Chazaka. So the din is since Gaidus Einem Chazaka. So the fact that she's holding the Eved doesn't prove that the husband gave it to her. Because maybe the Eved walked into her Rishus. The Eved can, Gaidus can just walk. So you have the Bayadim can't, doesn't stop the Gaidus from walking. So if I have a piece of paper, paper doesn't walk. So if the husband wrote a get on a piece of paper, and now she's holding it, so it's a raya that the husband gave it to her. How else did she get it? But by an Evan, there's no raya, because maybe the Evan walked into her rishus. So therefore, it's only something we garash. Says the Beis Yosef in the Ramah, V'davka b'makom she'en em chazaka. That's only if you don't have a chazaka of 3 years. Ava makom she'en em chazaka, but if v'achar gimushanim, we garash us, because then we do have a klar raya that the husband gave it to her. But according to me, that it's only Drabbanan. No, it's not working out right. It's only our Sikanainam. So just because me Drabbanan, they said that she wins, doesn't mean that we know we have we derisa. We don't know that the husband gave it to her. So she shouldn't be Demigoreshes. Meet and he brings a raya. Meet it avi samadim. Because even I don't know why he needs a raya. It's just a takan drabanan. Of course it won't help. But meet avi samadim. These samad drabanan. No mahani samadim beget. In other words, if we find the get in the street, and we don't know who lost it, and the lady gives samadim, so on the tzad that samadim drabanan. So even though we rely on the samadim to give her back the get. If the get would be an object, but since it's only drabbanan, so it's not a real proof that the get's hers, and therefore she's not divorced. Midiraisa. So you see, so the din drabbanan does not make a din deraisa. So Kolshkin over here.
Let's go over the case exactly. Can we go over the case exactly? What? I didn't get it. I didn't get exactly the case over here with the get and the Evan and the.
The man owns an Evan. He goes ahead and he tattoos onto the Eved hand a get for his wife.
Oh, chakuk means he tattooed.
Right. And then he goes and now we don't know if he gave that Eved to the, if he picked up the Eved, so to speak, and he handed it to the lady, then she's divorced. Right. But we don't know if he did that or not. So usually if it's a piece of paper, we wrote the get on a piece of paper, and we find the get in her rishus. We have a chazaka that how'd she get it The only way she could have gotten it is because the husband gave it to her. And then once we know the husband gave it to her, we assume he gave it to her, Gedasu Kedin. Because it means he wanted to divorce her, so he probably did it right. So the din is that she's divorced. But by an Eved, since we don't really know that the husband gave it to her, because the Eved is Gaidris, and it could be that the Eved on his own walked into her Rishus, not because the husband gave it to her. So therefore, she's not divorced. Okay. It's a suffix. Comes along the Ramah and says, but if you have a Cheskes Gimushanim, so now we know for sure that the husband gave it to her. So she is divorced. So frankly, Shar Mishpat, that's good according to Ramban, that Cheskes Gimushanim is a Raya. So then you have a Cheskes Gimushanim. The reason why the Muksik wins, because we have a Raya, why didn't you protest? So there we have a Raya that really the Marikama gave it to you. So therefore it would be a good get. But according to him, that really there's no Raya whatsoever. It's just the Rabbana made a Takana Tikkun Olam. So there's no reason why she should be divorced because of the Cheskes Gimushanim. Because there's absolutely no Raya. Cheskes Gimushanim doesn't bring a Raya at all. It's a Tikkun Olam that she gets to get. So what?
Why is that different than Rebbe's famous Kuntras HaSveikas or whatever, Shvashmaitz or whatever it was, that even if he wins the Karaka, now he goes Mekadesh Nisha with the Karaka, whatever, like that. And now how can he do that? He only got
it. Because for a get, it's not enough to have bitis on the get. You need an asina of the get. And if she somehow or another is Zeicha in the get through some magical formula, Bezin, and I say Bezin would do Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, and give her the get. She's not divorced, because the way you get divorced by a get is the Nasan Biyada. The husband has to give her the get. So if it's a Tikkun Olam, so that means that the husband didn't give her the get. Bezin did a Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. If Cheskes Gimushanim is Tikkun Olam, you know, the way the site seems to say it, people lose their star. They were Bezin are worried about the poor Muksik. So they made a takana that the Muksik wins. So then what it means is that the Muksik is getting the field through Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. So then in Achinami, the Muksik be Mekayesh and Isha with that field, but it means the field was not given to the lady by the husband. The field's given to the lady by Bezin. So that does, you can't make Gershon through Hefker, Bezin, Hefker.
Rebbe would say the same thing, let's say, by an Esrig. If it came through this way, he wouldn't be able to use it, Lachem, because it only came to Tikkun Olam, it came through
Chazal. Now that it came, so it's Lachem. Because by Esrig, you just need the result that it's your Esrig. But here, by Get, you need an Asina. The whole Gershon is made by Vinosan Biyada. Even if the man tells the lady to pick it up from the carcass, it's no good. Three gitech mi'agave karka is no good, even if the husband's telling her to take it from the karka. So the whole ikar gershon is not the fact that she owns it, right? The biggest raya is three gitech mi'agave karka doesn't work. And for sure, she owns it when you do three gitech mi'agave karka, but by what you need is a nesina. Pasuk says v'nasan biyada, the pasuk.
So there's a difference between Nesina, which would be the Rabbanan by Get, and owning an Esrig and a possession by the Rabbanan. Even if it's owned the Rabbanan, that Rebbe could see no problem. That
it turns with the Raisa. That means you own it. You own it.
I only own it with the Rabbanan. I don't own it with the Raisa.
That makes you own it the Raisa. That's no problem. But in Nesina has to be done by the husband. So Hezker, Bezin, Hefker. It's not that there's no Nesina at all. There's not even a Nesina Derabana because the husband didn't give it to you. The husband didn't do a Nesina. Bezin did the Nesina. Bezin went ahead. Bezin did a Tikkun Olam. And they took the Eved away from the husband and they gave it to you. So that's his kasha. So his kasha is on himself, according to me. Then I say that after that it's a Takkan Derabana. So how in the world is it a good get? That's his
kasha. What was the suffix exactly? That maybe the husband handed the Eved to her?
No. if the husband handed, right, if the husband handed, yes, maybe. Did the husband hand the evid to her? And that's how she got the evid. And therefore, she's divorced. Or maybe the evid on his own, the evid is gorgeous, and he decided on his own, he's going to give, go in to visit the lady. He's going to, he has a
so
mind.
So it's a Suffolk Nesina.
What?
It's a Suffolk Nesina.
Right. So the Gemara said that there's a cheskes gemoshanim, the Rabbi Beit, the Ramah, said that there's a cheskes gemoshanim, then we know the husband gave it. So he's asking, according to my shot, that see, even the Ramban is very good. Cheskes gemoshanim is, why did you protest? Difference a raya that you gave it. Okay, and once you gave it, you obviously gave it the right way, because it means you want to divorce your wife, so you did it the right way, so you're divorced. But according to the himself, that's our seeking item. So the cheskes gemoshanim doesn't prove nothing. It just makes it the rabbana made a tikkun item that they give to get to the lady. But that's not going to help for Gershon. Gershon, you need that the man has to give the get to the lady. That's a very
maybe the Evid just walked in, and now for 3 years he didn't protest.
Right.
He said okay, but he didn't give the Nesina. Is that a Shaila? Maybe the Evid really walked in. You know what he said? Forget about this lady, right? So Ramban also, you should have a problem, because there's no right. He didn't give the Nesina. No, he just didn't protest.
The fact that he didn't protest is a raya that the husband wanted to give the get to the lady. Once we know the husband wants to give the get to a lady, we have a chazaka that once a person wants to divorce his wife, he does it right. So therefore, he gave it to her. They didn't do tligita me'agave karka. But he's asking that in his shot, there's no indication the husband wanted to divorce his wife. That's his gasha. Well, so he says, "Ach yesh litchos mitrei timing." The yesh shlomer, and here's the important line: the kivin the tiknu chazal cheskes gemushanim the b'hochi ave chazaka af mi deraisa ave chazaka me'alya.
Wow!
Yeah, biado akarka oheve gemushanim bevadai mocher lo da'avi lenem chush lo yaksik bo. So what does he do? He comes along and says that now that the Rabbana were misaking that you win if you have a cheskes gemoshanim, so now why didn't the Marikama protest? Bishlema, before they made the taktikun item, the Marikama doesn't protest because I'm not a Copti person. Listen, I'm not using this land. It's my land. I'm not using it. What do I care? Let me be a nice person. Someone wants to use my land, I'm not using, let them use it. It's a date. Why should I copy? Why should I let them use it? Then if it's an ochaser, I'm not planning on using it right now. I'm busy. I have other things to do. So let them use it. But if Gufa, the Rabbana, were misaking, then once he makes a cheskes gemoshanim, he wins. And then it's going to become his land and void. So of course you'd be Copti, because you don't want to lose the bitus of the land. So it comes out, says the Shara Mishpat, that after the Takana Derabanan, this is what Rafi was saying again in the share, that after the Takana Derabanan, it becomes a Deraisa, which means, very, very interesting, that really the Shara Mishpat is really like the Ramban. He's slightly different than the Ramban, but he's basically in the same family. If I ask you, how does Chazaka work? It doesn't really work because of the Din Derabanan. You never end up Chazaka working out the Din Derabanan. Practically speaking, you never have to say Hefker Bez and Hefker. It's very mistabra that Chachamim intentionally made it this way, because they don't want to say Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker is not so nice. It means Bezdin are almost being gotten of him. So the way the Shara Mishpat is saying it, of course the Ramban is right. The way Cheskes Gemoshanim works is that it's a raya. except the raya is, why did you protest? But the question is, what's motivating me to protest? So the Ramban seems to say, what's motivating me to protest? Because of Kapti. And I'm saying what motivates me to protest is that the fact that Chazal made a takana. So the first step is Chazal made a takana. That causes, motivates me to protest. And now there's a raya. So what comes out that at the end of the day, you really wouldn't say that you win with a takana d'rabbanan. At the end of the day, you win with a din d'oraisa. It's almost theoretical. They had to make the takana so that there should be a din d'oraisa. But once they made the takana, you never need the takana. And the takana is there just to get things started. But now that you have it, things are started, you'll never need to implement the takana to go ahead and pass in this din. So a very nice shot.
But is that a legal maneuver that if we make a derabbanan and somebody's over the derabbanan now, they can get malchus deraisa? I'm saying
in this case,
it creates, and now somebody steals it. I'm saying
it creates it on the deraisa. Well, you have to look at every case differently. Nothing illegal. Take care. It's very much nicer because it avoids having to say hefker bez and hefker. Hefker bez.
Somebody could prove that they don't. They're Am Aretz. They don't know anything about the takana.
Okay.
So what? What do you mean? Okay.
Okay, so then maybe in that crazy case.
That's not so crazy. So I'm saying, you're saying it depends on
this person. This is the same problem in the Mukiyose.
I don't think we hold we don't believe such a thing, guys. And I'm the guy owns a piece of land.
Let's say nowadays.
I think every migui is based on the fact that people are not Amaratsim. We don't. People, when it comes to their money, are not Amaratsim. So, I don't know, Lou Yitzur, you had a case. I don't know.
At this point, we're not going to say we should not say you or the Afshin and Afshin anymore.
Oh, so the question is, that's where I wanted to go. The question is like this. Is this pshat that the Shaar Mishpat is saying, which really makes that it's really not a takana zirachamim. It's just a starting point with a takana. But the end, so can this pshat fit into the excites? That was my $1 million shayla, which really said.
Didn't Rebbe also point out that in the Muki Yosef, there's the same problem. The Muki Yosef at the end seems to say like the Ramban.
Okay.
And you have this charistira within the Muki Yosef.
It'll be very good.
And there are others who want to learn.
Okay.
The Ramban, along these lines.
I'm not familiar. I didn't go through all the sheetahs, but it will be very good. But the question that we're asking is, can we say that the Ksais agreed with the Shaar Mishpat? In other words, the Shaar Mishpat started out that it's the Iker Taima is Chazaka Takaza Chamin. But once they made this Takana, then it evolves into a Deraisa, except, okay, so Svi Noble saying in the one case where the guy can prove that he doesn't know anything in Torah, so then it would remain only a drabbanan. Okay, I don't know if there's such a case exists, but theoretically, he's right. He's right.
Rebbe asking this kasha on the Ketzais?
I'm not asking a kasha.
His kasha.
I'm asking a point of information.
His kasha is not on the Ketzais, or it is on the Ketzais?
No kasha. No
kasha. His kasha that he says to.
Okay, I don't know.
That's not on the Ketzais?
He says he's going to give another answer. So I'm not asking the question. I just want to know in theory, not a question. The Kudjas, the Shaar Mishpat says that it almost uses the identical words of the Ksais. That since human nature is people lose a Shaar after 3 years, and the Rabbanah were concerned that the Muksiks are losing out to the Kuchas, say that to the Kuchas. Therefore, the Rabbanah went ahead and made a Takana to protect the Lekuchas. So I want to know what it comes along in the Shaar Mishpat and says, but at the end of the day, it becomes a Deraisa. So I wind up, would that be true in the Ksais also? Would the Ksais also be saying that it only started out as a Takana Darabanan, but at the end of the day, it's a Daraisa?
Wouldn't the Ksais have to say that? She's leaving it up to us to imagine.
Okay, okay, I hear. But the question is, do we have a stronger diak? So Sandy said, and I think he's right, is that the Ksais is beferish, not like this. Because one of the Ksais's riots, which is Shah Mishpat did not bring,
is the Rambam.
Is the Rambam that says, Iyu Da'afsana Nafshe. And when we explain the diak, it's because if it's a din derabana, deraisa, there's no point to say Iyu Da'afsana Nafshe, because you don't need that. Because he loses because there's a raya against him. It might be true, but it's not relevant. So if the according to Shara Mishpat, if the Dinder Abanan brings about a Dinder Raisa, so there is no need for Iodaf Anafshe. So the Ksaisis, it could be the Shara Mishpat never grants Ksaisis Diak. He thinks there's nothing wrong with the lashon of iodafs and anafshe because it's true. You cause it to yourself. But the Ksais feels that that lashon is improper in the Ramban because the way we explained it, why is that lashon improper in the Ramban? Even though it's true, because it's not relevant. Because why mention iodafs and anafshe? You're losing because there's a raya against you. I don't care that you made the raya. Not relevant. So, but according to the Shara Mishpat, also you made the raya against yourself. So there is no l'chaira, is what Sandy's saying. I think he's right. That it comes out that it's muchruk that the Ksais did not agree with the Shara Mishpat. The Ksais is going totally that it's drabbanan. Right, so we have a machlokes. The Shara Mishpat and the Ksais in this second step. Everybody agrees that the first step was Drabban. But what happens afterwards? The Shara Mishpat says that once Drabban made a Takana, then it can work me the Raisa. The Ksais doesn't accept that. The Ksais says that it stays the Drabban. It always works only me Drabban.
It sounds like midaraisa iyonafshe anafshe according to Shah Mishpat. It does, as opposed to drabbanan, midaraisa iyonafshe
anafshe. But if we are right that you never evoke the din drabbanan, then it would be funny. Why mention iyonafshe anafshe? You don't need it. Iyonafshe anafshe is like the drabbanan are trying to explain, like how they had the audacity to go ahead and hurt the Mari Kama. It's like there's a Taina and the Rabbana. Very nice, you Rabban, made a Takana, which protects the Muksik, but where's your concern and feeling for the Mari Kama? There it is, you the Afsa and Afsha. But if every time you evoke the Takana exists, then the Mari Kama loses because there's a Klar Raya that he's wrong, a Raya Daraisa. Then there's no kasha. How could Rabbanan do such a thing? They're not hurting the Mari Kama. The Mari Kama loses because there's a din deraisa.
What taka is the tzad like the Ketzos that it does not turn into a deraisa? Meaning, if you know the halacha, you know for sure you're about to lose it. How could it not become a raya that you didn't protest?
I don't know. There's two choices, both of which don't sound so good. Either that we're nervous and not everyone knows every din derabanan. Since it's only a din derabanan, he might not know it. Sounds a little daichik. Sounds very daichik. Or But maybe. Maybe who says the guy knows it didn't draw about it? Or that even though that just because that doesn't motivate a person to protest because he trusts the Marikama.
That he knows the halacha that the rabbi trusts the and he knows takana though. But say he knows 100% that the takana is, even though he's a Marikama, he's gonna lose it. He has five days left.
We're saying two choices. Either that you have to say, according to the Ksais, that the Marikama, so there are Marikamas that do not know this takana.
And therefore, they
have an excuse. They can say, I didn't protest because I was unaware of this takana drabbanan. And it was unaware. I didn't know this halacha. I agree it's not so pashut, but maybe. Or the guy can say, even if I knew the takana, I didn't protest because I trust the muksik. A muksik is a good friend of mine. I have the muksik on my property because he's a friend of mine and I want to be nice to him. And I don't suspect the muksik that he's going to turn around and say it's his. I don't suspect that. So that takes, you know, I don't think the muksik's a ganav. So he didn't make a macha because he doesn't suspect the muksik. I said the fact that the muksik could win doesn't, you know, didn't necessarily motivate him to protest because he wasn't worried that the muksik would taina that it's his.
Maybe there's no raya altogether. Maybe there's no raya from the Marikama about his hakpada or not. There's nothing. The whole svar is not true. Why are we making it so close?
No, sorry, not just, but he's asking the Maisa. Because we already said that was the first. That if you don't protest within 3 years, you lose. So assuming the Marikama knows that, so he should be motivated to protest, so he shouldn't lose.
Never. I'm just saying there's no cause and effect. That was the Gemara's first teretz before we got to this teretz. We don't use anything in that first step of the Gemara. The Gemara abandoned. That's in the Sata of Mishur, and it can never work.
Asking,
there's no motivation. There's no such thing.
He's asking a question. Why? Why isn't there a motivation to protest?
Maybe it's a technical answer.
Because they've copped it. Okay, so you can drop that. But a Chayra, there should be asking that there definitely should be a motivation to protest.
Maybe it's a technical answer. The Sati Lech Shurin, whatever that we can't go by them, and that's it. We just the Gemara said that's over. There's no more looking at him. I'm just saying that when he says the Kadosh Chazal, the Gemara says there's no more looking at the Marikama. We just give him the Kadosh Chazal, and that's it.
It's a valid point. Once if there's a raya, then there's a raya. Okay. Anyway, so what we're coming out. A very interesting thing is that there's a machlokes, the Ksais, even though the Ksais and the Shaar Mishpat both started out with the almost the exact same shot, but at the end of the day, they're totally different. Where they both start out that the first step was a drabana. But according to the Shaar Mishpat, that becomes a raya d'oraisa. And you don't need, for all practical purposes, you never need the takana d'rabbanan. Well, according to the Ksais, you still need the takana d'rabbanan. That's a very interesting shaila. So I was trying to think, but it doesn't work out. Maybe someone can help me. That maybe the Ksais didn't bring a raya from the Rush because the Rush you could read like the Shaar Mishpat. And the Ksais doesn't want to say like the Shaar Mishpat. The Ksais wants to say that the whole thing is Derabbanan through and through. Because what does the Rush say? The Rush said, V'tiknu achamim shem yavo eidim shakal gimel shem eshufi sheinu zara naharis sharov. Okay, so that's true. But he doesn't say that at the end of the day, you win because of the takana. It could be at the end of the day, you win because there's a raya.
How's the new Muki Yosef any better?
I don't need. You're jumping the gun. I don't know.
But I remember the first day of the sugya, we did the Muki Yosef, and Rebbe's chat in the Muki Yosef was exactly this idea.
Okay, yes, so now we have to think. So that's what we're trying to think. Let's see if someone can help me. So let's see. So we're saying like this. In other words, the Shara Mishmet quotes the Rush. Tiknu Achamim Shem Yavo Eidin Shachlo Gimel Shavishu Vishen Atar Nahar Shtara Yaisa. Okay, that's true. But what happens after that? He doesn't tell you. Now that they made it the Kana, Giver becomes a Dinderaisa.
No, it seems to me, Rabbi, it seems to me that maybe the Shar Mishpat is going, to two mahalchim. The first part, he goes just like the Ktzos, right? And at the end, he's, I have a kasha from this Ramah. So in the Ramah, he says, I can make an extension to make it a deraisa. But he himself would hold like the Ktzos.
Right, in the beginning, okay. But the question is, I'm trying to think on my end. I'm trying to say that the Ktzos... Tixais was a smart man. Tixais wants to say that Iker Chazaka the Shal Shanim ain't at a Takana Tachamim, which means Eino Ena, the Lashon of Tixais, even in the beginning. The Iker Takaska Shal Shanim Eino at a Takana Tachamim means that he doesn't become a Deraisa. And it's Eino Ena Takana Tachamim. The Ksais is saying it's a Takana, it starts a Takana Tachamim and it ends a Takana Tachamim. And he has a riot to that's a lotion. Eino Ena Takana Tachamim. So he's trying to say it's only a Takana Tachamim. And he has a riot from the Rambam that says, again, he says that he the asin and afshay. So then I'm saying, so maybe that is why, since Ksais knows you could say this version like the Shar Mishpat, and he knows, so he didn't bring a raya from the Rush because the Rush doesn't prove what he wants to prove. Yeah, the Rush. You don't have a raya, then it's Eino Ena Takana Tachamim. Because you could learn that the Chamim made this Takana. But once the Chamim made the Takana, then it evolves into a Dinderaisa, like the Shar Mishpat. So it's very good that the Ksais did not quote in the Mukiyai, the Rush. Aye, the question is, so then, why did he quote a riot from the Muka Yosef? The Muka Yosef is also not a good proof. Right? That's the question, which Rav Nosson Meltzer is asking. He's asking, good. So let me see. That's what he says. The Muka Yosef says, Tvei lo miser. Ki saver lo ya'ar oi. Unafi shadas hachamim kein. Lo tiknu ela shalosh shanim. Lo tiknu ela shalosh shanim. Lo tiknu ela. I just don't know what it even means. What does it mean, lo tiknu ela? What does it mean, lo tiknu ela? You know, the word, what does he mean, lo tiknu ela? What is he saying?
Hold on to it.
In other words, if there wouldn't be das ha'olam came, then they still would have made some takana. Because some point, you got to make a takana that the muksik wins. You have to make some cutoff point. But they could have made the cutoff point 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, others. They had to make some takana. They had to make some takana. But a fish that's on them came. So therefore, they made the takana 3 years. They wanted to make, they would have made a takana without this. They would have made a takana for 10 years. Because like the guy says, they don't want to make the person have to hold his star forever. They would have made a takana 10 years, 20 years. But once they saw that Das HaOlam came, so they changed the takana to 3 years. Well, Tiknu Achamim and Ashloshanim. They Tiknu Achamim and Ashloshanim. So Tiknu Achamim and a fish that's on him gain. So Tiknu Achamim and a shot of shot. And since they saw that Das HaOlam is Cain, so that means that what? That people lose their star after 3 years. I'm not sure whether the Rush means to say, the Mugiyasa means, and otherwise they would have made Chazaka more. Or it means they would have made Chazaka less. I just don't know what that word is, Ella. Because what's it coming lafuke? You would have had a kasha, why they say 3 and not 6? Or why they said 3 and not 2? And I don't know how to read this in the book of Yosef. Fishadasa oilam kain, well, tikno achamim eda shoshanim. That's maybe saying you would, why they made the takana 3 and not 2? They should have said a person gets a Chazaka in 2 years. There it is, because you should have said it, the guy gets a chazak in 2 years. There it is, because they saw that people hold on to the shtar for 3 years, so there's no problem. So we can wait till 3 years. Vishadas HaOlam came. Again, Vishadas HaOlam came. I think I'm getting somewhere. In other words, it's trying to say like this. What's bothering the Mugiyasev? Mugiyasev is bothered. Well, Tiknu Eda Shoshanim. I probably misread it. Means that he's bothered by why were they misaking 3 years? They could have been misaking 2 years. They should have been misaking 1 year.
Sounds the other way.
Okay, but
only 3 years.
I understand, but let's try it this way.
One second.
So his answer is, since people hold on to the star for 3 years, so there's no need, there's no motivation to make a takana for 2 years or 1 year. So instead, but the only motivation for the takana was for 3 years. So therefore, they made the takana for 3 years. They could have made the takana for 1 year or 2 years, but they didn't feel the necessity. So therefore, they made the takana after 3 years. It was Fisher Das Olam came. So there was no necessity to make a takana later, more, less. So they made it one longer. So they wanted longer. because there's no Fisha das Olam game. Well, Tiknu Achamim Ena Shoshanim. In other words, they made it 3 years. So what I'm saying, maybe the diuk is, if they're going to end, if you're going to learn like the Shar Mishpat, then it comes out to a din deraisa. So why didn't the Achamim make the takana after 2 years? What does it hurt? In other words, the excise is mash, the rush is mash, the geyosef is mash, man, that there was some havamina, he's bothered by Akasha. Why did they make the takana after 2 years? Maybe, you know, there's some reason he thinks 2 years is better. So he says, no, because the Bishadasa in him came. But if you're going to end up with a Deraisa de Garaya, so make it after 2 years. If Pshat is that you don't end up with a Deraisa de Garaya, so it's very good. We try and delay it as much as we can. The later we delay the Chazaka, the better off we are. Because the more there's a Garaya. In other words, you're saying that it'll take the chum and a shoshana because we prefer to delay it. Why do we want to delay it? Since we could, we do. Now that's what the lashon. Fisha das alam came. Well, take the shoshana. We could have made it takana by 2 years, but it wasn't necessary, so we didn't. So maybe the diak is like, so what if it's not necessary? But you, there's nothing wrong. Bishlam, if you learn, not like the Shar Mishpat. So of course, if it's not necessary, you don't do it because you're using Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. So the least you have to use Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, the better off you are. So you want to delay. You want to make Chazaka as little as possible. You only make chazaka when it's necessary. And since it wasn't necessary, so you didn't do it. But if you learn the Shar Mishpat, if there's some reason why it's better to make chazaka earlier, so make chazaka earlier. You know, what do you care? You're going to have a din d'oraisa anyway. All right,
but
I don't
you
know.
You still have to implement, what do you mean? But you still have to come in the underpinnings that are going to create it.